gets back, it's gone. He says, okay, looks like somebody
got my pen, or stole my pen.
All right. Anything besides stole?
Picked up my pen. I can't.
You ever hear people say swiped?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as prevalent as others, mm-hmm. but.
You ever hear ripped off?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not much. Not too much. I always think of that as being sort of a hippie type word and it's gotten out of fashion.
Right. And the term is?
Ripped off.
Yeah. And that other one I mentioned was?
Swiped.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you want to get in touch with somebody without telephoning them, you might just sit down and
write them a letter.
Yeah. You sat down and you
wrote.
You had already
written.
Okay. And after you write him, you say you expect to get an
answer.
All right. What do you say you do to the envelope after you put the letter in it?
Address it.
Okay. You might say, I'd like to write so-and-so, but I just don't know his
address.
Okay. What about, talking about a little boy who's learned how to do something new, like whistle between his teeth, you might ask him, who you how to do that?
Talk to him.
All right. What about a little child that goes around telling on the other children? What would you call him?
A tattletale.
Mm-hmm. To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Oh, yeah. I think gossiping is just repeating rumors that you've heard.
Mm-hmm.
While tattling, you're actually... I think tattling is children, mm-hmm. telling on other
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm. Something that actually occurred.
Mm-hmm. They're telling the mm-hmm. teacher or their mother.
Mm-hmm. But gossiping suggests that it's not necessarily true.
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think gossiping is older folks, grown
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you have some flowers growing in your yard and you want to brighten up the living room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go out and
cut some flowers.
Okay. What do you call the things that a child plays with? Those are his
toys.
Okay, any other word for
playthings?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard play pretty?
Occasionally. I always think of play pretty as being something that a baby would play with.
I see.
Maybe a rattle or something.
Would a toy machine gun be a play pretty?
Oh, I don't think so.
It would be a plaything.
Might be.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of think of plaything as meaning collective of toys. There's playthings.
I see.
Or the plural collection of them.
Okay. All right. A few verbs here. If I have something that you need right now, you'd say, me that.
Give me that.
Mm-hmm. And I might say, but I already
gave it to you.
Okay. You have
given.
All right. And if you're talking about going to the movie, you might call them up and ask them, well, when does the show
start?
Or
begin.
Okay. And the guy might say it has already
begun.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, it at 3:00.
Begin.
Do you like to go to movies, by the way?
Yeah, but I haven't been in a while.
I went to see this one that's playing downtown, Airplane.
Is it funny?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just one, it's a parody on these airport disaster
yeah.
movies.
This show, the theater down here, it's in such rough shape. And the
mm-hmm.
kids get in there and scream and carry on.
Yeah.
Well, I always try to go to Birmingham or Aston. But they're building a new one out here that's going to have two or three. And
yeah.
so.
Those are
maybe
nice.
your feet stick to the floor down here.
I know what you mean. That's typical of theaters.
We went one night. I hadn't been to the show. I've been in 5 or 6 months, but we went.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway, went one Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And good grief, didn't know it. And there's usually not very many, not very many people go. There was a pretty good crowd, and it was dollar night or something.
Mm-hmm.
And every kid in town was there, and you couldn't hear the movie, and they cut up. Sort of like Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's aggravating, man.